I thank the President. Let me speak for just a few minutes about the disappointment I have, and I'm sure many other colleagues have, with the situation we find ourselves in with respect to the partial shutdown of the Federal Aviation Administration. My colleague from Colorado, Senator Bennett, was on the Senate floor this afternoon and spoke eloquently about how this partial shutdown is affecting his state of Colorado, and I wanted to just talk briefly about the similar concerns I've got for my state of New Mexico. Frankly, some in this Congress, in my view, have lost sight of what they were elected to do here in Washington. Aviation is a critical piece of our transportation infrastructure, a critical piece, part of our economy, and yet for nearly a week now, the Congress has failed to extend the necessary authorizations to keep the Federal Aviation Administration doing the work that needs to be done. It's been over 5 months since the Senate passed its reauthorization bill for aviation programs. That vote was overwhelming. It was 87-8. So this was not a partisan bill. This was a bill supported strongly by Democrats and by Republicans. The bill included a number of programs important to my state of New Mexico and to the entire nation, including the Airport Improvement Program that provides grants for construction of runways, taxiways, that help to make airports safer. These projects also create hundreds of jobs in the construction industry in my state, and thousands, tens of thousands of jobs in the construction industry nationwide. In my view, one of the most important features of the Senate's bill relates to our air traffic control system. Our current system is universally recognized as being antiquated, inefficient, and increasingly it is recognized as being unsafe. The bill that we passed out of the Senate dramatically accelerates the FAA's efforts to convert the air traffic control system to one that's based on satellites and global positioning systems, similar to the GPS that many of us have in cars. When implemented, NextGen, which is the name that's been given to this improvement of the air traffic control system, NextGen will improve safety, will increase the efficiency of operations, will reduce delays, will save fuel, and will help to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. So thanks to the good work that Chairman Rockefeller and Ranking Member Hutchison in the Commerce Committee did, the Senate passed a good bill to reauthorize aviation programs. That was in February. Then in April, the House passed its own version, nearly on a party line vote. The House majority, unfortunately, chose to include partisan and divisive provisions in that legislation that were not appropriate in an aviation bill. Let me just give a little description of what those partisan and divisive provisions I'm referring to are. There was an editorial in the New York Times this morning that summed it up pretty well. It says, last year the National Mediation Board changed a rule to make it easier for airline and railroad workers to unionize. Until then, workers who did not vote in union representation elections were counted as no votes. After the change, this is the change by the National Mediation Board and its own rules, those individuals who did not vote were counted as absentees. Pushed by the airline lobby, House Republicans passed a long-term FAA reauthorization in April that would have undone the rule change. The Senate reauthorization bill passed in February maintained the rule and left the issue alone. In spite of this difference in the two bills, Senate did appoint conferees, did begin working to resolve differences, as we should have. And working out the required compromise is never easy. Unfortunately, now the House has decided that in order to gain leverage over the Senate to accept the House anti-union provisions, that there would not be any additional clean extensions of existing law. We have had 20 extensions of existing law to just keep the Federal Aviation Administration operating while the House and Senate negotiate the final resolution of this larger bill. So unfortunately, the situation now is that the Congress's failure to extend the authorization one more time has shut down important aviation programs across the country. 4,000 FAA employees have been furloughed, forced to go without pay. Across the nation, important airport improvement projects are now on hold. In my state of New Mexico, $26 million in funding for over two dozen projects has been stopped. These include a new fire truck for the airport in Roswell, runway projects in Raton and Santa Rosa, snow removal equipment in Clayton and Vaughan, in Santa Fe, work on a vital new radar system has been stopped. And in Albuquerque, progress has stopped on a $10 million project to replace the airport parking apron. What's particularly troubling to me is that the authority to collect the ticket tax has also been suspended. And why should this matter? Well, this is the money that goes into the airport trust fund and allows us to continue to make improvements and maintain our airport infrastructure around the country. This is funding that is used to pay for safety and infrastructure projects at airports in my state and everywhere in the country. As I understand it, it amounts to about $30 million a day that's being lost from that trust fund. At a time when we are being told that the country's falling behind in its investments in basic infrastructure, this lost funding is clearly going to have major impacts on airport projects down the road. People also need to realize that the fact that the FAA is no longer able to collect the ticket tax does not mean that people don't have to pay the full price that they would be paying if the tax were being charged. The airlines, with very few exceptions, have announced that they're going to continue to charge the full price for tickets and just pocket the extra money themselves instead of turning it over for infrastructure projects at our airports. So here we are. It's simply, in my view, unacceptable for the Congress not to restore to the FAA the authority to collect airline ticket taxes and to resume normal operations. Senator Rockefeller's introduced a clean extension of the aviation programs. Whatever differences there are between the two bodies in provisions and the short-term extension are trivial compared to this $30 million a day that the nation is losing in funding for our nation's airport projects. We are all here in the Senate and in the Congress and really in the country focused on the need to extend the debt limit. And this is the most urgent need we face. But in addition to that, we need to restore to the FAA the authority to resume its normal operations and to resume payments into the airport trust fund. To leave for an August break without having fixed this FAA lack of authorization problem as well would be seriously irresponsible. Madam President, let me ask unanimous consent that the editorial in this morning's New York Times entitled "This is Called Small Government" be included in the record following my remark. Madam President, I yield the floor.